10-second trivia. What is the oldest airline in the world? Qantas, Aeroflot, KLM, or Delta? KLM Royal Dutch Airlines was founded in 1919, making it the world's oldest airline. Since the start of 2020, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control says thousands of passengers on commercial flights might have been exposed to coronavirus. That's not specific to KLM or any other single airline. The CDC says it was made aware that on 1,600 flights between January and August, someone on board may have had COVID-19. And that means almost 11,000 passengers could have been exposed, according to the health agency, because they were sitting within a 6-foot range of the disease carrier. This doesn't mean that all these people actually caught coronavirus, and the CDC says its information is not complete. The airline industry says flying is safe, and that it's requiring masks, extensive cleaning, and limited passenger interaction to help keep it that way. But as CNN 10 contributor Chris James reports, flying does look a lot different, as U.S. airlines operate with only 30% of the travelers they had last year at this time. Chris.
Hey, Carl. As you well know, because of our jobs as reporters, we often have to travel to the biggest stories, which means, typically, a lot of time spent on airplanes. Now, I've been traveling much less than normal, but I have had to fly several times since the pandemic began, and I want to tell you a little bit about what it's like taking to the skies during the age of COVID. First of all, and the biggest change, it's empty. When I was walking through this terminal in New York at 2 p.m., it felt more like 2 a.m. Wild to see what used to be such a crowded space feel so lonely. And on this flight, I was one of about 10 passengers. Usually, you'd be lucky to even get an empty seat next to you. Now, you're very well likely to get an entire row to yourself. Millions of people around the world are terrified to fly due to coronavirus concerns. Just this past Tuesday in the U.S., under 550,000 people were screened by TSA. 1 year ago, on that same day, the number was over 2 million. And even people who'd like to fly internationally can't because of all those border closures. But get this, there are some people who miss flying so much that they're actually paying to get on a plane that takes them nowhere. Qantas Airlines decided to offer a sightseeing-only flight in Australia, which sold out in 10 minutes. I don't know if I'd go that far, but to be honest, I do kind of miss flying all the time. The weirdest thing for me right now isn't the whole wearing the mask thing. It's the overall anxiety throughout the process and the fact that you can't even tell if your fellow passenger is smiling, which is why I did give my flight attendants plenty of thumbs up. Back to you, Carl.
We are 5 weeks and a day from Halloween. It's on a Saturday this year.